This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The United States is getting a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
I hope everybody is aware of just how amazing it is that we can talk here today at the end of February about a third vaccine that has gone through rigorous trials and has been proven safe and effective in tens of thousands of people.
By the end of March, J&J has said it expects to deliver 20 million doses to the United States and 100 million by summer. President Joe Biden is hailing the House of Representatives' passage of his $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Biden is hailing House passage of the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill he's championed.
The yeas are 219. The nays are 212.
It was a near party line vote.
The bill is passed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced passage of the package early Saturday morning. It includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, billions for schools, state and local governments, businesses, COVID-19 vaccines and testing, and extends emergency unemployment benefits. Republicans complained it includes too much for special interest projects. Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas.
This is one of the most expensive bills in the history of the People's House. And it doesn't prioritize the immediate needs of the American people.
But President Biden urged quick Senate action.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it has intercepted a missile attack over its capital launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels, as well as bomb-laden drones targeting the southern province of Jizan. The state-owned Al-Ikhbariya TV posted footage of what appeared to be explosions in the air over Riyadh. Social media users also posted videos of the blast, apparently showing the kingdom's Patriot missile batteries intercepting the ballistic missile over Riyadh. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. There was no immediate comment from the Houthis. The group has increasingly launched cross-border missile and drone attacks on the kingdom. Armenian President Armen Sarkisyan has refused to fire the head of the general staff of the country's armed forces after he was dismissed by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. Pashinyan had dismissed the head of the general staff, Onik Gasparyan, on Thursday after what he had called an attempted coup to remove him. But Pashinyan's action had to be signed off on by the president, according to the president's statement posted on the presidential office website. The move to dismiss Gasparyan was unconstitutional. The army has called for the resignation of Pashinyan and his government after what critics say was the disastrous handling of a bloody six-week conflict between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces over the region of Nagorno-Karabakh last year. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, where security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of protests against military rule on Saturday, Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
In the toughest crackdown yet, police in Myanmar clashed with protesters, detaining dozens of people. Several media workers were also detained. Despite the crackdown, their numbers building through the morning to chant and sing, melting away into side streets as police advanced. Three domestic media outlets said a woman was shot and killed in the central town of Monwea. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army seized power and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership, alleging fraud in a November election her party had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David.